And this just this attitude of reverence and just thinking about God and in those reverent ways this morning. And if you guys can just reach out and get your communion elements, it should be already there in front of you. You know, there's something that I want to draw a little bit of attention to this morning. And I don't know if you guys noticed, you've probably seen a lot of people posting about this certain date in history. And I'm sure everybody remembers it was this certain day, September 11th, 15 years ago. And I'm sure everybody who was alive back then, we have some people who weren't, can remember what they were doing when they heard the news of this great tragedy. Right, if you sit and remember, I think everybody can remember what they were doing at the time they heard it. And I remember thinking, I was just really confused because I was a teenager, so I wasn't really sure what was going on. I didn't even know what the Twin Towers were, to be honest. You know, I knew there were some buildings in New York. I thought maybe there was an accident or something. And then little by little, I started seeing the images and the video of this tragedy. And I don't know if you guys remember just this outpouring of unity and goodness that poured out of people right after that. And it was almost like all the political walls that people put up, all of the social economic barriers seemed to just dissipate. And everybody came together in response to this tragedy. And of course, on 9/11, we remember that. Now, when we take communion, there was a tragedy that was felt in heaven, on earth, and throughout the entire universe. And it happened 2,000 years ago, not 15. And it was when the Son of God, God incarnate, came down and took the form of a human and sacrificed his life for the entire world. This event, then and for all eternity, will unite people regardless of barriers, regardless of walls, anything. This event will unite the entire world for the rest of history. And so when we take communion, we remember a tragedy, but we should also remember the triumph and the victory, not only over sin and death, but the victory that Jesus won for the entire world to come together, where we don't have to be afraid or ashamed or sick or in lack. And so when I think about communion, and when I think about the cross, when I think about the reason why I even do what I do here on Sunday morning, why I don't just sleep in, or why I don't stay out late on Saturday nights because I know I have to be here, it's because of that. And there's something that Jesus did for each and every one of us. It was a tragedy in our life, but the Lord rose victorious on our behalf. So whatever that reason is for you, I want you to take up the bread. And I want you to think about where you would be without the sacrifice of Jesus this morning. And let's break it and eat that together. And let's just take the blood up. Here, the juice. And let me just pray, Lord. Father, we thank you that you held nothing back. And this blood signifies that you poured out everything that you could for us, down to the last drop of blood. As the Roman soldier pierced and everything spilled out, Father, you left it all on the table for us. And Lord, we remember that day. And Father, we remember when you pulled us up out of whatever it was that we found ourselves in. Lord, and you washed us with that blood. With that same blood, you washed us clean. And Father, we just receive that this morning by faith. And Lord, we worship you because of it. In response to your love, Lord, we love you back. And it is because you have accepted us and you've embraced us, Lord, that we can live this life. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, let's take this together. Amen.